The year was 1957, the month September, and I had just turned 8 years old. Dwight Eisenhower was president, but in my life, it was the diminutive Sister Mary Lorana who ruled, at least in the third grade class where I was held captive. For reasons you will soon understand, my parents had remanded me to the penal institution of St. Bridget's School in Westbury, New York, a cruel and unusual punishment if there ever was one. Already, I had barely survived my first 2 years at St. Bridget's because I was, well, a little nitwit. Not satisfied with memorizing the Baltimore Catechism's fine prose, which featured passages like, "God made me to show his goodness and to make me happy with him in heaven," I was constantly annoying my classmates and, of course, the no-nonsense Sister Lorana. With 60 overactive students in her class, she was understandably short on patience. For survival, she also had become very quick on the draw. Then it happened. One day I blurted out some dumb remark, and Sister Lorana was on me like a panther. Her black habit blocked out all distractions as she leaned down, looked me in the eye, and uttered words I have never forgotten. "William, you are a bold, fresh piece of humanity." And she was dead on. The next few hours will prove that the sister's perspicacious remark remains relevant about 50 years after the fact. But this account is not a traditional memoir in the sense that I mean to tell you about my life story. I don't want to do that, because I happen to think I'm a pretty boring guy. So a recitation of my existence wouldn't do anyone much good. Instead, I will attempt to define why I believe what I believe by telling you how those convictions grew directly out of my life experience. This tactic is designed to keep you, the listener, entertained and amused, as you and I probably have much in common, at least in the upbringing department. Once out of childhood, the adult bold, fresh piece of humanity got around, visiting more than 70 countries, observing 4 wars up close and personal, meeting thousands of people, and having millions of laughs. So we'll take a look at some of that stuff in relation to important issues like war, peace, prosperity, and your daily life. Since millions of you listen to my bloviations on TV and radio, this book might provide some clarity, bonding, hate that word, and even some sympathy, although I don't seek it. Also, this audio program just might tee off some people even further. Either way, we'll have some fun.